From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Congressman and Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo was sworn in Wednesday as Secretary of State, an event attended by President Donald Trump.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department, to represent the interests of the American people.
Mr. Trump said Pompeo was the right man for the job.
An exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Pompeo spoke of his approach to American diplomacy.
We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
On North Korea,
we are committed to the permanent, verifiable, irreversible dismantling of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction program, and to do so without delay.
Pompeo called the diplomatic thaw with Pyongyang an unprecedented opportunity to change the course of history on the Korean Peninsula. He also pledged not to make the mistakes of the past in dealing with the North and its nuclear threat. The president of the Central African Republic has proclaimed 3 days of mourning after Tuesday's attack on a church in Bangui that left at least 19 dead and dozens wounded. President Faustin Archange Touadéra toured the church along with the Archbishop of Bangui.
Sois vainqueur du mal par le bien.
Cardinal Doudon Zapalanga counseled parishioners to overcome evil with good through love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The president appealed for restraint and vowed to bring those responsible to justice. This is VOA News.